Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, I don't recommend anybody drinks and drives.
No.
All right? I am all, even if I'm having two or three, I'm Ubering. I have such a big problem with it.
Love the Uber. It's too easy not to do it.
Man, I wish we just would have figured out how to do this technology years ago when we were, you know, when this thing wasn't all it is paying people to give rides.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm hitchhiking with you basically and paying you some money.
Right?
Great.
Like, those dudes are billionaires. Man.
I love the invention.
From Newsweek, a Wisconsin man was pulled over by police after reports of erratic driving. By the way, Wisconsin has some of the worst DUI laws in America. Now, responding officers found empty beer cans in his vehicle.
Not good.
And a chicken that had been riding on his shoulder.
A what?
WDJT-TV reports that police were called to Howell Avenue in Oak Creek on November 3rd, so last week, for reports of a man driving erratically and crossing the center line. Quote, we're on Howell. There's a guy behind us, and he has he's driving really reckless, but he has a hawk in his car. He's, like, just driving, holding. He's swerving all over the road on Hall. That from the call to 911. Police caught up with the vehicle near the intersection of Howell and Drexel Boulevard. When they approached the car, they noticed a bird flapping around inside. I have never owned a chicken in my life. I may have...
Surprises me.
I may have... pet a chicken as a kid. That's about all I've got with chickens.
Like Deanna Rose style. Maybe you would have seen one at a petting zoo on a field trip.
Right. Or at a fair.
Sure.
We were at the Iowa State Fair a couple of years ago, and Lee got into a chicken washing contest.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, I'll show you the video.
Please,
it's fantastic. Problem was, there's so many people at the Iowa State Fair that your cell signal was tough. I went Facebook Live with it, but it's a little grainy because of all the amount of people that were there. I got nothing to do with chickens other than fry them up and put them in my belly.
Yeah, it's not my first choice in what I'm going to handle, ever.
So you wouldn't be the one to know the answer to this.
Probably not.
But I know Kansas City is the one to answer this.
Sure.
Do people travel with chickens often, sober or drunk? Do you travel with a chicken? Now, this is not in rural Wisconsin. Oak Creek is a suburb of Milwaukee.
I was going to ask you, because I'm not familiar, is this like a hillbilly town? Is
No.
this somewhere way out
where
pet chickens are just the thing?
This because appears to be a Milwaukee suburb.
I know people that have bizarre pets, and I know of people that have had like pet raccoons.
Why?
What it's part not of my journey.
Hillbilly
I'm just saying,
land are you living in
again,
where you have a pet raccoon?
Their city. They're in the city limits. Look, my brain's not wired this way. But I'm just telling you, this is what walks amongst us.
A raccoon is not a pet.
I completely understand what I'm telling you, and I know
text
how ridiculous.
Line, Wicked, who are you to judge?
I understand how ridiculous it sounds. Not my family pet. I'm just saying it happened.
Okay.
Not the smartest idea, but it happened.
What about chickens? And I know there are people that have urban farms.
Sure.
I've heard of that. When I was dating Lee, she used to live near someone who had an urban farm. When she was living in a downtown area, I didn't quite understand that because it was there was winter,
sure.
You know, and I have no idea how that affects the chickens and the hens, and they had a goat.
We have people showing up at airports with peacocks. You don't know what's going to happen. There are plenty of, it's all possible
people
in this day and age.
People are weird.
And I don't know if it's because they just don't think of it in that way or they're just missing something to where it's completely the norm, or they're doing it for attention.
This sounds like something that would happen in Missouri Valley, Iowa, is what it does.
Oh, no.
Rebecca
Most
Crockett.
Likely. Yes.
Did you have a pet chicken?
I did.
Of course.
I did have a pet. It was actually my mom's. Her name was Mabel.
My mom.
problems. She actually died of old age, and we butchered all of our chickens every spring, but Mabel made it through.
Every time I talk to Rebecca, I learn something new.
And anyone who does not know the sweet, beautiful face that is Rebecca, she'll come up with things that are the last I'd ever assume to be the backstory of Rebecca.
Right. Like, you talk to Rebecca and you have a very soft sounding voice on the air and
sweet, pleasant girl.
When you were on the night show, you were the innocent one months ago. And then you're like, yeah, I had a pet chicken. It died of old age. Like, where the hell did that
Named
come
Mabel.
From?
It Named was her
Mabel.
Mom's. Mabel.
It was our mom's.
Did you, when that 13-year-old chicken eventually met its maker.
Kicked the bucket.
Went to the big cage in the sky.
Did you deep fry it? Did you eat it? Did you eat Mabel?
No, we did not. She was old, so she was probably quite gristly.
That's what they say about Nikki.
That's why I'm safe. Throw it back.
So you don't eat old chickens?
No.
Boy here. I got nothing.
Do you remember the story not that long ago in the news where the girl's horse died, her horse that she had, and when it died, they ate the horse.
Right.
Like, these things happen.
Right, but you don't eat 13. Like, how old is...
Health's too old.
How old is too old to eat when you're talking about, killing chickens at a farm?
Well, when her feathers are falling out and she doesn't have a lot of meat left on her, she was looking pretty rough in her last days.
Why do we have to go to news right now?
It's just so much.
There's so many questions I have about this. Can I interview you more about your dead chicken pet?
Chicken?
Yes, that's fine.
Do you have work to do in the newsroom?
I do, but I have time to talk about a dead chicken.
Yes, that's next. Here's Rebecca, dead chicken Crockett in the newsroom.
Thank God I'm a country boy when the work's all done and
so,
sunset low.
I would like this to play when you walk into a room now, Rebecca.
I would be okay with that.
Right.
Ditto.
Because every time we talk to Rebecca Crockett, we learned something new, and we're doing this story. Jamie's off today for just joining us. Nikki Pace from The Rock is generously filling in last minute. We appreciate you coming in today.
No worries.
There's a story out of Wisconsin where a guy was getting pulled over. Somebody called in that he was driving erratically, and as the cops walked up to the car, he had a chicken in the car. And then, of course, Rebecca, who's from Missouri Valley, Iowa. How do I not remember that? Missouri Valley, Iowa, which is this close to being in Nebraska. It's
very close. That's where we had to go to shop.
That's where the big stores were?
Uh-huh.
That's when they went to the city.
McDonald's, we had to go to the big city, Omaha.
I cannot imagine, and I know a lot of people grew up in small towns, not near anything. I can't imagine that life. Like, I always grew up in suburbs, and there was always a Home Depot or a mall within 10 minutes. Like, I just, because Lee would come from Des Moines down to Kansas City because there was nothing in Des Moines 30 years ago. This is where they would come to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
That's insane.
Wow.
That's a big one. So we're talking about chickens and people in urban farms and people who have chickens as pets. And weirdly, text message. Where did it go? Oh, I've raised possum. You raised possum? Is it possum or possums?
I would guess possum, but...
You've raised possum, raccoon, and squirrel? What?
I told you.
Now, Rebecca had a chicken. Her mother had
named
a chicken
Mabel.
Named Mabel.
Mm-hmm.
And would your mom or you take the chicken on walks? Like, would it go with you when you would walk up and down your
As we're doing our farm
dirt roads?
Chores.
Your farm chores. God.
Mabel would follow her around everywhere.
So she knew, like, my dog follows me everywhere.
Yeah.
Mabel would always follow Mama Crockett.
Yes.
Okay.
Mama Crockett.
Yeah.
I know it's a different name, but we're just going Mama Crockett.
We also had
great.
A big mulberry bush on the property, and so Mabel liked to go to the mulberry bush and eat mulberries.
Google's mulberry bush.
Fantastic. Wait, have you never eaten mulberries?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm allergic to raspberries. Are they in the same family?
I mean, they're berries.
Yeah, they probably break out in a rash.
Just don't be foolish. They're berries.
So you grew up on a farm.
Uh-huh.
Did your family, that's how they made money, was farming?
Actually, my dad was a mechanic. My mom was a nurse, but they wanted to raise their kids on a farm. So we rented out our fields and other people farmed the fields.
I've heard a lot of people doing that.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That I actually have heard of. Did you have more than just Mabel, or was it just a solo chicken joint?
We had lots of chickens, ducks, for some reason, a very large amount of cats.
It's getting worse and worse. It's getting worse.
Yeah.
Our neighbor had pigs. And that was just a field out yonder away from the house.
Is that an actual measurement, yonder?
I have no idea, but it was within distance where we could go visit the pigs regularly.
When Mabel finally kicked the bucket, was there a burial? Was there a funeral?
My dad did bury Mabel along with the dogs that had died years previously.
So you had a family.
You basically had a pet cemetery.
Uh-huh. Yeah, on our property.
Mabel made the cut. That's kind of sweet.
13 years old.
She was probably about that.
13? Is that, not knowing, is that the general age for a chicken?
We killed our chickens every year, butchered them every year, and so I don't know what the life expectancy for chickens are, but Mabel made it a long time.
How old were you when you moved out of that farm?
I was in fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
Yeah.
So you were 7 or 8, 9, 10, something along that, when you lived there.
Yeah.
Did you kill a chicken?
No. No. I watched the chickens get killed. My mom was great at snapping the necks and chopping their heads off with an axe. But my grandma would come down to help when it was time to butcher the chickens, and she would try to wring the necks. Well, she couldn't snap it like my mom.
Right.
So she would wring that neck until the chicken's neck was like twice the length it was supposed to be, and then finally chop it off. But when those chickens would run around, oh my gosh, like... Wicket. They literally would run around with blood squirting out the top of their necks. It was so scary. And they were all my pets. Like, that's I considered them all pets. I would hang from the tree limbs, like, in complete fear of these chickens running around.
That would traumatize a child. It wouldn't traumatize Mama Crockett, though.
And we had this, like, cement block out behind our tool shed.
Oh,
that was where the butchering happened. And it was stained with chicken blood. I've seen some things.
You have lived a life I will never live. So your mom, I love that your grandma wasn't very good, but your mom could really snap a chicken neck.
Yep, she could.
So you break the neck of the chicken.
It's all in the wrist, yeah.
Like bowling.
So she just, it was a skill. Like she could have gone to the fair and probably meddled.
Yeah,
she probably could have been placed somewhere.
She was 4-H.
She could have definitely gone first, third. Did you ever... take the life of another animal, if not a chicken?
Did you ever kill an animal?
Snakes. I did kill snakes.
That's okay. That's
but
acceptable.
But I liked snakes, and so I would carry them around, but I tortured them. Like, I would put it in a paper bag and, like, shake it up a lot. One time, one, like, threw up its insides, and it looked like a worm coming out of the snake. It did not survive.
Oh, my God. It's so much.
We were forced to stay outside like all day long, and so you had to find things to do. And you didn't have like close neighbors, so your friends were the animals or not your friends like the snakes.
Text line. Now we know why Rebecca doesn't eat meat.
I am a vegetarian. Yes.
I bet. That makes sense now.
Next text. And now I'm vegan. Thanks, Rebecca.
Welcome to the party. Whoo.
Goodness. Now, you just moved. Did you move to a farm?
I moved to Lansing, which is basically there's a lot of farmland. I have to drive through the fields to get to my house now.
Oh, my Lord.
But I do live in a neighborhood, so no.
Okay, gotcha. Mm. Could you ever go back to that lifestyle?
No, I really like living in town. I like having neighbors.
Yeah.
I like the grocery store being like 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. She likes humans for friends.
Yeah.
Text line, did Rebecca like gathering eggs?
Oh, I did like gathering eggs. Also, the chickens had heaters. And so in the winter, when my mom would make me stay outside all day and play, I would go sit under the heaters with the chickens.
Tell me there is a photo of you sitting
there
under a chicken
no
heater.
Photos.
Oh, my gosh.
It would have been evidence.
Are you
a photo?
Serious? So wait.
Who rescued you from all this?
Yeah.
My parents divorced and my father moved me to the city. So I guess he would be the one that rescued me from that.
I get in the summertime, you don't want your kids sticking inside playing video games when they're not at school, right? I understand that. Get outside, go play. We played home run derby or two-hand touch football.
Yeah.
Your parents didn't let you inside in January in Iowa?
No, we had to be outside all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, we did have snowmobiles, so, I mean,
this
that was fun.
This goes back to the snowmobile conversation.
Well, it's not like that makes you warmer, though. My
no.
goodness.
No, there's lots of buildings on our property that we could find something to do. A hayloft, there's lots to do in
Iowa
that.
Gets cold.
It did, yeah.
It gets real cold.
You know what? Don't mess with Rebecca.
No.
She's seen some things.
Especially if you're...
She's made it through some things.
Right.
Wore ski masks and snow gloves.
Right? Yeah. Like when we talk to people who've been in prison,
same
thing.
She's conditioned. She's ready.
Yeah. So they actually do run around with their head cut off.
They do.
The chickens.
Blood squirting out the top of their neck.
Okay.
And then eventually they just fall over.
If you would have just met Rebecca for the first time...
Nope and nope.
You never would have been like, that girl.
Last one in the room.
Farm girl. No. Absolutely not. From the text line, it's lunchtime. I'm not eating chicken.
I think it did it for all of us.
Well, thanks, Rebecca.
I got a new respect for your mom.
Grizzly Mabel.
Grizzly Mabel. Gosh.
She was family. You watch your tongue.
Yeah, right?
Mama's favorite.
Well, thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
My Lord.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks so much.
From that to Bob in Kansas City. Hi, Bob. You're on KMBZ.
Well, hi, Wicked. I want to tell you and Crockett, my dad used to buy fryer chickens and kill them.
What?
My dad used to buy chickens for frying.
Okay.
He would grab them by the neck and swing them around in a big circle till their heads popped off.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
I'm not going to YouTube it.
And they run around till they die.
Oh, my.
Blood squirting out their head.
What's the going rate for a chicken if you're buying bulk?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But not expensive. It's cheaper to buy them whole and live and kill them and clean them.
Story of my life, man. Bob, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Text line. Wicked. If everybody lived in cities, where would you get your meat? City people floor me. I know.
No, I know it's the fact. It's
no, just... I know where it comes from. It comes from farms like Rebecca's. I understand that. It's just a world. Like, if you're a farm boy, all right, and you grew up on the farm, and your whole life is farming, and your family has a farm, and you know, that's how they have made their money and been successful and raised their family, and you came to my world living in the city?
Oh, you'd be like, you pay for what?
You what? Yeah, exactly. You're doing
you
what?
Do this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different world. I mean, I don't mean any disrespect by it. It's a world I know nothing about. It'd be like me moving to Alaska. No idea what that's like.
I'm not profiling, but... Farmer Rebecca was not what I had in mind today.
And if you met Rebecca, like I've known Rebecca for a while working here, it's like I would have thought she was just quiet little suburban girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just grows up in the city and
reading her books.
She probably was a Girl Scout. You know, probably sold cookies, all that kind of stuff.
Talked to animals.
No, didn't realize she chopped animals' heads off. Goodness. You know what? Don't judge a book.
Mm-mm. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!